Hello, Spam Jammers. Kenter Loop here. Now, before we begin, I wanted to quickly plug my other audio project, Gus Tulip, Private Dick, a surreal and ludicrous detective adventure for discerning adults. It's something a bit longer and more detailed, with a rich, layered soundscape and plenty of humor and madness. Just published a new episode last week, and it's definitely worth a listen, though of course it would be wise to start at the beginning of the series. Info is in the notes, or find it wherever you find your content. Now, where were we? Oh yeah.
You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio.
The best.
Jam 13.
Yes, what can I get for you?
Oh, do you have Campari?
But of course we do.
Great, I'll have a Campari soda.
Sorry, we don't have Campari.
You should have come, it was fun. Oh, and by the way, Belinda sends a hug.
Really?
Yeah, she made me promise to tell you.
You mind if I don't accept it? Her hugs are the worst. She clings too tight, for too long, and smells of banana.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing my lover, liver donor and best friend, my ingenue, deli man, benefactor and step-grandmother, my tech support surrogate, broken doll and nemesis. They need no further introduction, so without further ado, here is my trusted oncologist, labradoodle, and longtime taxidermist. My favorite houseplant, financial advisor, and spicy pork loin baguette. Good people, may I present my protégé, pimp, and ashtray supreme, Photogenique!
Hi, guys!
Really? I didn't know you two were friends.
Well, not exactly friends. We have a very defined and finite relationship. Once every month or two, we get together, each rooms, and play cards with an oversized deck till dawn while bad-mouthing our mothers.
Oh, I have the exact same relationship with my friend Gerald, except we take acid, play backgammon, and trash our uncles.
Oh, thank God you're awake. I'm so relieved. But Jesus, Peter, how did it get so bad? What could have happened that you... to make you attempt to commit suicide?
Well, I'll tell you. I had a David Guetta song stuck in my head and I just couldn't take it anymore. It burrowed its way in there and wouldn't get out, and life just became intolerable. I almost ended it a few years ago with Despacito, and I just wasn't willing to go through that again. I just lost hope.
You're the night sky trying to make me see your stars. The dark gets lonely.
All rise. Court is now in session. The Honorable J. Gibron Gray is presiding. You may be seated. Case number 33504. The State of California versus Jimmy Grins.
Okay, young man. Let's see what we have here. You stand accused of poking your semi-lubricated fingers into the bottoms of sleeping nuns and of using the company credit card to keep 10 sex pads in 8 cities around the world. And keeping fixers on the payroll in each locale to ensure an endless stream of top-shelf drugs, booze, and punani. How do you plead?
Horny, Your Honor. Horny and ready to party.
Order. Order in my court. I'll hold you in contempt.
You can hold my balls in contempt.
Hey, remember that time I grabbed your new iPhone X and threw it off the bridge? So funny.
And remember that time that I was really sick and I coughed right in your face? while you're sleeping before your big, expensive, non-refundable trip to Brazil? The one you'd been planning for years? And the time I sent your boss a dick pic from your work account and you got fired for sexual harassment and sued in court. So funny.
How you doing, Sam?
Oh, I'm okay. Life goes up and down. Things happen and my mood changes day to day.
Mine too. But there's a trick I use that helps me get by when I feel that way. It's simple. Whatever's going on, I always try to remember that ultimately, life is shit.
This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.